Hello.
Hey Beth, it's Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am sorry to be bothering you again.
You're not
I guess
bothering.
it did not record both times we did it. So I do have it fixed. I did fix the issue. So let me just confirm everything with you again.
Okay.
One second. Of course, you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. That is correct.
Go
And then
ahead.
you do not have an attorney in regards to this. You affirm you don't have an attorney or sign any documents in regards to this, correct?
No, I don't have an attorney. Correct.
All right. And then never sign any
And I
documents,
just
correct?
don't.
Yep. Okay.
Correct.
And then I'm so sorry about all this being redundant too. You use hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years.
Yes.
Diagnosis of ovarian cancer, and that would have been around the beginning of 2024. Diagnosing doctor was Jewel,
Correct.
NAMUIBELLON. Is that correct?
Yes.
All of that sounds
Correct.
correct. All right. And then her address is 102 Suite I Center Boulevard, Marlington, New Jersey. I have her phone number down here. That is correct for her address.
Correct.
All right. You're not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. That is correct. You did use hair relaxer or any of the brands more than four times or more in a year prior to being diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Correct.
And then we have around five times a year down. You are a resident of the United States. Birthday of 7/22/1983. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Both of those are correct.
Correct.
All right. And then you're around 20 when you first started using hair relaxer. That was in New Jersey. Started using around 2020. Sorry, started using around 2000. Stopped using around 2024. So use it for four times per year, around 24 years.
Correct.
Got it done at the salon, the hair straightening, or I'm sorry, not the hair straightening, the hair relaxant treatment. And then Dark and Lovely L'Oreal was the brand. Time frame was around 2000 to 2024.
Correct.
All right. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year.
Yes.
All right. And then never stop. You got chemotherapy, immunotherapy, hysterectomy, removed ovaries, and then you were also given pain meds. Treatment date would have been around 1/7 of 2024 with Dr. Natti, NATILERMAN. Address of 3 Cooper Plaza, Camden, New Jersey, 08103.
All right.
All right. And then, of course, you are a female. Beth, BETH, last name Abrams, ABRAMS. And then social, can I repeat that? 164-64-8567. And then I know your email's right. I sent you the documents that way. This number is I have your cell phone, this one, and then also have your landline as the alternative number. The one ending in 1925 is the alternative, and then this number is the primary number. And then address, we did correct this last phone call, 901 East Evesham Road, Glendora, New Jersey, 901, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, and then that is right. And then 08029 zip code. And then the emergency contact we have down for you is Imani Howard. That is your daughter. Phone number 215-527-9922. And then there are medical records that exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then all of that sounded correct to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. I'm going to end the call now. Hopefully it will save. If it doesn't save, I'll call you right back in 2 minutes. I'm going to check right now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I hopefully will not be calling you back. I'll probably call you back though, just to tell you it worked.
Okay.
So, but I'll speak to you in a minute or so.
Okay.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye bye. Speak to you. Bye. Thank you.